The limit does not exist.
You got what I want? You got what I need?
Please don't laugh.
What?
I'm in love.
Off, 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 off limits.
Hello, welcome to another episode of Off Limits right here on Ais Kacang. I'm Grace.
And I'm Nadi.
To know more about what we do other than podcasts, you can check out likely.com.my.
Okay, today's topic is going to be a bit heavier than usual because we are going to talk about sexual harassment cases in the workplace.
So last year, this prominent Malaysian business and current affairs radio station was entangled in a sexual harassment and rape case at their office. And this was only known after an anonymous email was sent out to a few media outlets alleging of the sexual harassment. Did you know about this?
Oh my God, I've heard of it, but I don't know what's the whole gist about.
Okay, so in the email, the anonymous writer claimed that two influential men in the office had sexually harassed women via text and stalking. And the email also alleged that a woman had been raped at an after-work party in the office.
Oh my God.
The thing is, the station didn't do anything to protect the woman and instead simplified the men. That's it. They don't want to make a big deal out of it, even though it's a huge deal.
Is the guy one of the management, top management level?
I think it was one of like the talents, like one of the frontliners.
Damn.
Yeah. So the person only mentioned that the top management didn't take any action on it. So do you know what happened afterwards?
Nope.
Okay, so an update after this whole thing blew out of proportions and then like every single media and the email as well was circulated. I got the email as well. And two of the employees involved have been served with termination letters for misconduct. Ooh. And that's it. You know, to think like these things don't happen anymore, we are wrong to think so. Mm-hmm. And it took so long for the action to be taken that the victims were too desperate for someone to hear their cries. They sent out an email to all the medias and that was the only way they could get the word out, which is not
which
supposed
is to go viral. Because people seem to like not care, or maybe they will either victim blame or just, you know, refuse to believe these stories.
Yes.
I mean, the same case happened to a woman who once worked for an MP for a political party that I should not be named. I should not name.
Okay.
Yeah. So basically, this MP, he repeatedly harassed her on a lot of occasions, daily even. So it went as far as calling her up to 50 times per day.
What? For what?
I don't know. And then this girl told him off, saying that, you are married, you shouldn't be doing this.
Yeah.
And he refused to listen to her. And he said, he cried. Say,
for what?
He cried and gave excuses like, I'm lacking of attention from my wife, this, that, blah, blah.
Don't get it. Get yourself a, you know what.
I mean, just go have a chat with your wife.
Yeah.
Don't bother anyone else, you know, especially when you're working with them.
Yeah.
So in
and
the end,
clearly, the lady's not
comfortable
with it. Yeah.
Yeah, so in the end, this girl had to resort to resigning her post because no one would take any action.
Part about it is that when we seek help and they don't take any action to it, that we are forced to leave. And that's not how it's supposed to be, because that is our place. We didn't do anything wrong. But the fact is, we have to leave a place that we love or we enjoy doing.
The place that, you know, for us to make money.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so I've never encountered sexual harassment at the workplace myself. Mm-hmm. But my teacher actually went through this. She was a journalist, and the reason why she left her dream career was because she was bullied and harassed every single day by her boss. So he'll say things like, oh, if you want to climb the ladder, then you should sleep with me. Or if you want to be someone, get promoted, you also have to sleep with me. That's what he, every time they bump into each other, he'll just say this kind of thing. So yeah, eventually it takes a toll on you mentally.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. And okay, I don't know if you know about this, mm-hmm. but I saw the news, and recently, like, a famous fast food restaurant chain was accused of sexual harassment at the workplace, facing 25 new lawsuits with allegations of groping, indecent exposure, proposition for sex, and retaliation against those who complained. This is like a famous fast food restaurant that we eat burgers.
That we love. And yeah. we grow up with.
And we grow up with. Yeah. We get toys with it. I don't know. I don't understand. What do you see in the uniform? Like, nothing. It's covered.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know. I think perverts are just perverts. You just can't help them.
It's not supposed to happen in the workplace, lah. That's all.
Look at Me Too. Look at the Me Too movement.
And this is after the Me Too movement.
Oh.
I mean, like, it's just like recently, like few days ago.
Okay. I mean, okay. Let's take a look at this movement. At first, no one really wanted to believe all of these tweets. But suddenly, when major celebrities like Rose McOwen,
yeah.
Alyssa Milano, and even Lady Gaga, when they joined, then bam, people started to like...
Oh, me too. With their stories. I remember Lupita Nyong'o, so...
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, when all of these major celebrities came out with their stories, then only the society wanted to believe them.
Yeah.
And then more and more people...
Prominent people. If like normal people like us complain, people like, I don't believe you. Like, who are you?
Yeah, and why should we care? Something like that. I mean, why should this be the case? When someone you don't know is calling for help, why should you judge them for their stories? Or why should you say, she just wants attention? Why do we have that mentality?
Because we're nobodies. Like, people just don't see it. Okay, I remember, like, early last year, the hashtag MeToo movement happened in the sports world.
Yep.
More than 300 women testified against Larry Nassar, who's former doctor of USA gymnastics and sports medicine physician at the Michigan State University. So, he pleaded guilty to 7 counts of criminal sexual conduct and admitted that he used his trusted profession to sexually abuse girls.
That guy.
Yeah. And among them were like Simone Biles. And if you didn't know, this was actually the largest sexual abuse scandal in sports history.
Yeah, I mean, Michaela Maroney was involved as well.
And
she was
so.
The biggest meme on NineGag that one time. And we thought she's pretty and all, but then we didn't know that all of this was happening to her.
Yeah.
Imagine. Yeah.
And none of this would have come out if this hashtag MeToo movement didn't appear.
All in all, with all of these cases, where do we go from here? Do we believe them? Do we stop believing them? Or do we have to educate people?
Believe them. And educate people.
Yep.
Because some people just... we're going to explore this more after this short break. So, talking about sexual harassment at the workplace, the earlier clip was a case study done by BBC called Is This Sexual Harassment? And you can watch the full video on YouTube. Okay, Nadia, you watched the video, right? Okay, so I'm gonna just give the gist one more time. The story is about Kat and Ryan, who works at a bar. So while Ryan was helping Kat to settle in this new job of hers, he's done some stuff like complimenting her perfume, hang out at their after work parties, and then at one time he placed his hand at her waist, which she didn't say anything about it. She simply smiled and removed his hand and continuously dance,
okay,
you know?
Yeah.
And then one day, he offered her to book a cab for her to go home. After dropping her at her place, he got off and swooned in for a kiss.
Oh.
Okay? And that is when she pulled and said no. And the guy was like, sorry. He thought that he was getting signals. So, what do you think? Do you think this is considered sexual harassment?
Okay, first of all, I think when he put his arms around her,
yeah,
the reason why she didn't immediately reject is because, you know, they are co-workers. She doesn't want to get things awkward. Yeah, offend him or make things awkward because, you know, at the end of the day, they still have to face each other.
Okay.
So, maybe she was just trying to be nice and she did remove his arm properly, right?
Yeah, he just like Yeah, but then there are so many moments where she could have said no, but she didn't.
Okay, the thing is, when you are thrown into a very uncomfortable, uncomfy situation, then your brain works very differently.
Mm.
It's very hard for you to say no. Maybe your body and your brain goes into shock. Yeah, like
oh wait, what do I do?
Yeah,
shoot, his hands is there.
Yeah,
is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
At the end of the day, you still want to be nice. You still want to be human, but then you just don't know how to say no.
You can say don't laugh.
Yeah. Some people can do that, but some people who are more introverts, they really don't know how to react.
Okay, so they called in a group of people to discuss what exactly constitutes as sexual harassment. Mm-hmm. And there were like mixed views
mm-hmm.
among the women. Some said they shouldn't expect it from a work environment, like what you say, we work together, you shouldn't do that and things like that. And then some said that the guy misread a few signals and she's never once said no, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want this. The guys thought like complimenting perfumes was like okay, it's a nice gesture. But you know how like if someone can smell your perfume, it's like, oh, you're very close to that person.
Yeah,
yeah, but I think to me lah, personally, I think it's a nice gesture to compliment me.
I mean, from the person you like, or maybe you are really close to this person, when he compliments your perfume. Yeah, of
so
course you'll
double
be
standard lah ni.
I guess so. But then when people who you are not as close with, or maybe not cute enough, you would think that, oh, this is creepy.
Yeah. Okay. So the guys, they thought that complimenting is nice. And overall, they kept coming back to the same statement
mm-hmm.
that she didn't say anything. So that's the guys. Majority of them said that, okay? But then later, they showed another part of the experiment that the guy actually knew that she wasn't into him, yet he kept on pursuing her. Like, they discovered this through a text. He said, I'm gonna pursue her.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm thinking there's a fine line between crushing and crossing boundaries at the workplace.
Mm-hmm.
But what do you think after knowing that the guy knew?
Some people, they just want to pursue someone because they think, oh, maybe I should show some effort, some kind of effort for her to know that, you know, he's working hard for me.
Mm.
But then that doesn't really fall in most cases. Okay, like I said, maybe when you have a crush on that, you have a mutual feeling, then okay, yeah, let's do that. But then when, you know, you won't have any feelings towards this guy, it would seem like a creepy act.
Okay, so like if the colleague is cute or we like them too, mm-hmm. it's okay. But then if like unattractive bosses comes after you, they're like creepos.
You can say that. First of all, you need to know how to identify between bullying and sexual harassment. I mean, crushing is crushing, but when you do it so often and then when the person, you know that the person doesn't like you that way, then it would come off as bullying.
Okay.
Because it is a form of intimidation.
To like you?
For you to be constantly pursued when you have no interest in this guy.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Like the MP case when, you know, this girl doesn't want him, doesn't want to do anything with him, and then this guy kept pushing.
Yeah.
And
pursuing her.
Yeah. It will come off as intimidation. And intimidation in the workplace is very common now. It can come off, if it happens more than once, unwelcome, then that's a form of intimidation.
Okay.
It can also come off as offensive, disrespectful, and just, you know, sexual in nature.
Yeah, and you don't feel like coming to work too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you feel like you have to deal with that bullshit.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah.
Or again.
Exactly. A lot of women even leave the workplace just because of this. Because they don't want to deal with all this attention. Research in the Malaysian workplace shows that 30% of women had experienced one or more forms of harassment. Interestingly,
30%?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a lot.
Okay, what's more interesting is that 32% of male respondents said that they have also encountered all this sexual harassment.
What?
Yeah.
No.
So that's 2% more than women.
Where are they getting this sexual harassment? What? Are we harassing them?
Whoa. It's either from their female their female colleagues, or maybe from their bosses.
Oh. Like even male bosses?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, let's look at, I don't know if you have watched Friends, but that's my favorite show ever.
Me too!
Okay. Okay, and so there's this one episode where Rachel, she just got a job at Ralph Lauren, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, and then
I remember it.
Yeah, and then she was the personal stylist slash salesperson. So she had to dress up people for
her job.
Yeah. So this one guy, very cute guy called Joshua, came in and she was very interested into this guy, with this guy. And then, you know, she dressed him up and everything. And one day she was taking the measurements for his waist and she accidentally grabbed his butt.
She grabbed his butt.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then it was considered okay because she was cute and he thought she was cute. So it didn't come off as sexual harassment because they were they fancied each other.
Yeah, mutually interested in each other.
Yeah, but then, you know, if the roles were reversed and she was an ugly guy who, you know, who had to dress up.
Yeah.
Who did that?
Oh my gosh, yeah, that would be like turn off. That would be like a huge hoo-ha about it. Like, oh, you know.
Yeah, all the managers will be called and stuff. Okay, so basically after the Me Too movement, the rate of men being disrespectful to women has changed. 60% male managers said that they are uncomfortable to converse with women in their workplace.
Because they're scared that they're going to be labeled as harassers.
As hums up. Yeah. As perverts.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's 32% increase from 2018. Basically, they're afraid to interact with women in any way. They're afraid to have one-on-one conversation. They're afraid to have dinner meetings or even lunch meetings, just one-on-one.
Right.
And what's worse, they are even more scared, or they hesitate to have to travel with women.
Okay, some workplace, like, the colleagues are very close to each other.
Yeah.
You know, so like they go out, they ball, they party together, and then sometimes when they do a good job, they just like hug into each other and like, yes, you know, we did this, or things like that. So, I mean, I feel like that's okay. And doesn't matter how they look like or, you know, whatever, whether we fancy them or not. We know that, you know, a hug is just hug. But yeah. Then now that you've pulled out this statement, I mean, it's okay. It's okay. Like, they should know it's okay. Just like how women also check them out. I mean, don't blame it all on the men, because women also do their part. We look at guys, that new cute colleague just came in and we're like, oh my god, look at his butt, do you see? Oh my god, he's so cute. Or like, he's so handsome, and then everyone will take turns, want to go for lunch and things like that. So I feel like it takes two to clap.
I mean, as long as you don't 100% objectify a person, then right, you are good. And also,
which we kind of do sometimes, just saying.
And then as long as you don't objectify a person fully, then I think
it's
okay.
Okay to look. It's okay to look, but if you know they're not comfortable, if they show signs of like pullback, then you know, you get the picture.
Yeah. Look at the signs.
Look at the signs. Yeah. Don't be oblivious. And remember not to look at our boobs or our butts.
Ups.
Yeah, unless we kind of fancy you too. Again, yep. Read the signals.
Yep. Eyes up here, dude.
Yeah, but that's the reality of today's society, I guess. Like, if we're not into you, then you shouldn't cross the line.
Yeah, but if anything, just don't do it in the workplace. It's supposed to be a safe place where you make your bread. where you meet your dough, you know?
And you want to be happy coming into work.
Yep. Okay, at the end of the day, if you have filed a report and things still don't go as planned or to your favor, then you should immediately report your case to Women's Aid Organization, WOA's hotline at 03-7956-3488.
Or if nothing comes out and you're too desperate, social media is there. Use the power of social media. And then you will see the work, the magic happening. And that's all for today's episode. Remember, if you're going through moments like this, please voice it out, because it's not okay. If you're a victim, here's what you can do.
This is Girl Tips.
Girl tip number one.
Bring it up to the HR department. If no action is taken, forward the complaint to the Ministry of Human Resources.
Girl tip number two.
File a police report.
Girl tip number three.
Reach out to organizations such as the Women's Aid Organization at 03-7956-3488 or All Women's Action Society at 03 78 77 0224.